This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Some voices of optimism about the economy this week. Only 539,000 jobs were lost in April, and 10 of the nation's largest banks need to raise only $75 billion in capital. When did that become encouraging? Well, the stock market liked it. S&P 500 was up about 6% for the week. NPR's John Itzte joins us. John, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
So how do these become signs that the economy may have begun to turn around?
Well, 539,000 jobs lost in April is significantly better than what happened in March when 700,000 jobs, or almost 700,000 jobs, were lost. It's still a sobering number and represents a lot of misery for a lot of people, though. And some people are actually discounting this better April number, pointing out that the government hired about 60,000 temporary census workers in April. And that's true. Mm-hmm. But there were other positive signs in the report as well. Among them were an increase in overtime hours and no change in average hours worked per week. And these are usually signs that the job market is stabilizing.
Let's move to the banks, because the country's 19 biggest banks got the results of their stress test this week. And 9 got a clean bill of health, but 10 were ordered by the government to increase their capital. That's the cushion they have to keep against losses.
Right.
Now, is this a positive sign or political exercise?
Political exercise. Well, you know, there were certainly people making arguments on both sides. But I think the general view and the verdict of investors certainly is that the test showed that the banks are stronger than expected. Mm-hmm. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke called the results comforting.
But how comforting can it be when Bank of America, one of the biggest banks in America, now has to raise $34 billion in capital?
Well, that is a big number. But Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis says he's confident the bank can raise the capital in the private markets. Mm-hmm. And if it can't, there's a backstop. The government says if banks can't raise the money they need, it will consider transforming some of the TARP money it injected into banks into common stock. The downside is it's a riskier investment for the taxpayer. But bank shares, including Bank of America shares, helped lead the stock market higher this week. So investors seem convinced the worst is over for banks.
How can bank shares be going up when all those toxic assets that they hold, which include a lot of bad mortgages, are still on the books?
Well, they're still there, you're right. And they'll still cause huge losses for many banks. But there are also some signs in the housing market that it's stabilizing. Analysts are even suggesting it's bottoming out. There were also a couple of other positive signs this week, an uptick in retail sales, lower initial claims for unemployment benefits, mm-hmm. which have dropped for several weeks now.
So are you saying that if you're inclined to break out some champagne, that's okay, just make sure it's from Costco?
Well, if you need a
Rite Aid.
Well, if you need a reason to drink champagne, you should probably look somewhere other than the economy, actually. I mean, the unemployment rate is still at a 25-year high and will probably go higher. Job losses will continue, meaning more home foreclosures, defaults on credit cards, less income, less buying power for consumers. And even if the economy does bottom and begin to grow again later this year, as Chairman Bernanke predicted this week, he and many others think the recovery will be slow. Unemployment probably won't retreat until next year.
John Itzte, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.